It's time now for high school football on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lowe.
Well, good evening and welcome, everyone. It's Nate Lowe and Tim Cutting with you tonight, live on WCDO, also WCDOsports.com. We come to you from Unitego tonight, as it's the Unitego Spartans hosting the Walton Warriors, set to be a big-time matchup tonight between the Spartans and the Warriors. Of course, want to welcome you into our Butler Auto Sales kickoff show. Butler Auto Sales and Service and Rentals. Choose from nearly 150 vehicles on two lots in Sydney. See them all online at butlerautosales.com. Of course, Mike Butler and the staff wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best here in tonight's game. Quickly, our Section 4 disclaimer is that this broadcast is a presentation of WCDO Sports with rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of this programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. Well, Tim, welcome back. Another Friday night. Beautiful weather compared to what we've had the rest of the week. The field looks a little wet and soggy down there, but a great night for football.
Yeah, absolutely great weather, and starting to get to that fall time of year, and it's getting a little cooler. But that's really good for football. You know, the kids don't cramp up as much just because they're not as dehydrated as they were earlier in the year. And, the field does look a little dicey with two teams that like to run the ball a lot. We're going to see it get chewed up pretty good, I'm sure.
Set to be a good one here tonight. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back with more here on our Butler Auto pregame show. We'll break this one down. We'll take a look at the division standings. They're very tight right now. And we'll let you know who else is playing here tonight that we're going to be keeping an eye on. So Unitego and Walton, high school football tonight. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that is second to none. Butler Auto Sales has the biggest selection of vehicles in the area on two lots in Sydney with almost every make and model available. And remember, guaranteed credit approval at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7 Riverside, Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Kmart Plaza. Shop online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back. It's the Butler Auto Sales Service and Rentals pregame show here on WCDO. Nate Lowe, Tim Cutting with you as we get set for Unitego hosting Walton here under the lights at UCS. Tim coming in, this is a big one. Both of these teams, 3-2 overall, 1-1 in the division. Let's quickly take a look at the division standings here. You have Sydney at 4-0, and then three teams all at 1-1. That's Deposit Hancock, Unitego, and Walton. Bainbridge-Guilford is 1-2 in the division. Delhi is 0-3, so it's far from over. But this one here tonight is going to be huge, as well as Deposit Hancock. They're down at BG tonight, so a lot of big-time games that could decide where things are kind of going forward.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it looks like, you know, these teams, 3-2, and the 3-2 teams, and the ones that are 1-1 and all that are looking to trying to solidify second place. Right now, you know, it looks like that Sydney's in command at this point in time. But again, you know, there's still a little bit time left to go in the season, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, the new playoff format this year will be the top two teams from each division. So the first division is Sydney, DH, Unitego, Walton, BG, and Delhi. Mm-hmm. The other division is Tioga, Green, Groton, and Moravia. The top two teams from each division will go to the playoffs, and number one from the first division will play number two from the other, and then vice versa. Okay. So it looks like Sydney has punched their ticket. On the other side, it appears that Tioga and Green have a good leg up on maybe grabbing those two spots. Still a lot of games left to be played. But in Sydney's division, which is Class D Division 5, you know, DH, Unitego, Walton, and BG, I don't think you can count any of them out yet, depending on what happens over the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, definitely, and I'm sure they have to play each other. A lot of them have to, you know,
yes,
face off against each other. So it's going to be real interesting to watch who's going to be that second team or maybe somebody can sneak up and knock Sydney off, you know, in the first spot. But also Tioga and Green in the other division, it's going to be pretty interesting too, because they play each other the very last week of the season.
So that could really come down to that last game. Some other games to keep an eye on tonight, and we'll be giving you as frequent updates as we can from these two games, which include Deposit Hancock at BG. Sydney is facing off against the Section 2 opponent in Helderberg Valley tonight. That's the Burn Knox Westerloo area school district, so it's about an hour and 20 minutes, hour and a half away. And each team from our area has gone and played someone from out of the area. We did Unitego Fonda Fultonville a couple of weeks ago. Walton played Cairo Durham Catskill a couple of weeks ago. So you might say, Helderberg Valley, why are they playing them? That's just one thing that has happened this year. Section 4 teams playing some Section 2 teams. So that game is tonight. Some other games that are out there, if you're interested, Norwich is at Main Endwell, and these are all local teams. Harpersville Afton is at Spencer Vanette and Cander. Groton is at Green. And those are the games that are tonight in 11-man football. It's two 8-man games tonight. UV is at Elmira Notre Dame. Oxford is at Lansing. And then tomorrow we'll have Whitney Point at Delhi and Owego at Oneonta. So those are the games involving local teams in our area. So a lot going on tonight. Sydney with their non-leaguer. That'll be interesting to get some updates, and I think BG and DH, it was tough to choose what game to do because I think that could be a whale of a game as well tonight.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we were in BG last week and saw a dandy between the Spartans and the Bobcats, and, you know, this is my first time seeing Walton. It's always a treat to watch this team because their offensive line just executes their block so well, and then, you know, and I always say this on the air, but you have to see it to really realize it. When that quarterback turns his back to the line and he's got back zipping each way and you never know who has the ball, it's really a test for the defensive line and the linebackers on the other side to decide who has the ball and who should I tackle. My suggestion, tackle them all.
Exciting here tonight. I'm told that Walton's offensive line has been very, very good to start this season. I heard they are all sophomores as well, so the young youth of this team, the future is bright over the next couple of years. It was hard last week to choose to do BG Unitego or do Walton-Sydney. We knew both were going to be very good games, but we also knew we were going to see Walton this week, so we decided last week to do that BG and Unitego game. It was great. Unitego's got to be riding high after a two-point win. If you're Walton, how do you bounce back? You played really, really well against Sydney and just couldn't pull it out in the end, Sydney pulling away in the second half. But how do you bounce back here tonight against Unitego?
They'll bounce back fine. It's the Walton Warriors, you know. I mean, they're definitely going to come back and come back with a vengeance probably.
Yeah, I think, you know, talking to both coaching staffs throughout the week, some different game plans, but I think at the end of the day it's going to come down to who wins this game in the trenches, Tim. It's one of those games where both these teams like to run the ball, like to impose their will on the line, like to do some trickery and open up some holes. So we'll see what happens. All right, we're going to take a break for the national anthem. When we come back, we'll have high school football tonight. We're live in Unitego as the Spartans are hosting the Walton Warriors. Again, both teams coming in with a record of 3-2 and 1-1 in the division. So this is a very, very pivotal game for these two teams tonight. For Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Law. We'll be right back on WCDO.
This year, switch to Morabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Morabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Morabito, where our people make energy different.
When it comes to that brand new car, we'll make sure you get the loan terms you need without a lot of driving in circles. So if you want a car loan and not the runaround, tell your dealer to finance it through SFCU. You'll get the keys to the car you've been dreaming about. SFCU Banking. Easier. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA. Visit us online for membership and loans at sfcuonline.org.
Finding a contractor that you can trust can be difficult, but not when you rely on Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured and offer over 50 years combined experience. From custom building and expert remodeling, including kitchens and baths, as well as plumbing, heating, and electrical work, Cohen & Fraser Builders see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426. Cohen & Fraser Builders of Franklin.
What is variety? Variety is from dental floss to Decon, from phone jacks to furnace filters. Variety is Village Variety in Unadilla, from baby bottles to back scratchers, mailboxes to motor oil. Village Variety in Unadilla, from party supplies to potting soil, shelving paper to shower caps. So, I ask you again, what is variety? Exactly. Village Variety in Unadilla. They have everything you're looking for and more. Village Variety, Main Street, Unadilla, 369-9444.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Jake's Deli on Main Street in Otego is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. Make sure to check out Jake's for their famous subs. You won't be disappointed. Jake's has a full deli with cold cuts, homemade salads, meat platters, and more. Plus, they have all the groceries, snacks, and drinks you need. So stop into Jake's Deli at 401 Main Street in Otego today. Call in your sub order at 988-2709. That's 988-2709. Jake's Deli is open Monday through Saturday from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Sundays from 7 to 3. Good luck, area athletes, from Jake's Deli of Otego.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Hi, Mike Lang here from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice where you take your vehicle for auto body repair? And I'm proud to say that since 1961, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We provide honest, quality work performed by experienced pros who have over 50 years combined experience. So remember, no matter what the damage, it's your choice. You choose who repairs your vehicle. And if you choose Sydney Auto Body, I personally guarantee your satisfaction. Visit us at 21 Union Street in Sydney or call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Friday Night Lights in Unitego as the Spartans host the Walton Warriors in a key matchup in the division. Walton is in the white tops tonight, the orange pants, the orange helmet, the black trim. Pretty much picture the, I don't know, I guess you would call them the old Syracuse football uniforms. That's what I recognize them as. Unitego on the other side, the dark green, the hunter green tops with the white trim, the black pants, and the white helmet has the Spartan logo on the side in that green. So both teams heading out to midfield here for the coin toss to get things all set between Unitego as well as the Walton Warriors. And again, the field conditions. Tim, what could you do this week unless you had turf? I mean, it was this weather we've had the last week or two. I've seen a lot of muddy soccer games and a lot of rescheduling and postponements. I mean, there's just not a lot you can do at a certain point.
No, I definitely can't. And you got to give a lot of kudos to the grounds crews and stuff for each of these schools because, you know, they have to work extra hard to try to get these you know, natural grass field all prepared for this game tonight. I mean, they've done a great job. It's just going to probably not last very long.
Yeah. I was very impressed with BG last week. You know, we had a ton of rain, and their field held up very, very well. This field traditionally also pretty good drainage, but we'll see. I mean, we've just had so much rain over the last couple of days, and just when you think you're having a break, some more comes down. So it's just been one of those falls so far where we've had some wacky weather. So this field tonight, I think, is going to see a heavy dose of running the ball right up the middle, and it's going to be interesting to see how those lines, handle that muddy field condition, because a lot of it is opening up those holes and getting to those blocks and protecting your quarterback. I mean, you name it, and that's the name of the game. So we'll see how the muddy field conditions affects that here tonight.
And it looks like Walton is going to get the ball to start the game. Unitigo's in the green will be kicking off from their own 40.
And so Unitigo, as Tim said, will kick off. Walton will receive to go right to left. Back deep to receive here for the Walton Warriors will be Alex Brooker, as well as Kyle Wright. And this Walton team, known for their running, they have a great line, and they also have, of course, their dynamic quarterback in Dylan Jacob and some guys who can really run the ball, Alex Brooker and especially Josh Johnson. So I think we'll be seeing a lot of them here tonight. So Unitigo will kick off, and we'll get set for the Spartans and the Walton Warriors. Orange Crush is in town tonight. And the Spartans will kick this one deep. This will be, takes a bounce to the 15-yard line, fielded here by Walton. They bring it up to the 20 and then met by a gang of tacklers there, including Connor Griffin, Kyle Wright, and he's brought down after a gain of about 3 yards.
Number 20 from Walton with a 5-yard carry back to the 20-yard line, where they'll take over first and 10 on their first possession in the first quarter.
So we'll see what Walton dials up here. Our opening possession of the night for the Walton Warriors. Again, played very, very well last week on the road at Sydney, especially in the first half, and just maybe ran out of a little bit of gas in the second half against a very tough Sydney Warriors team. Battle of the Warriors last week. So here is Dylan Jacob under center, the junior quarterback. Here for Walton, they'll look to run it up the middle, and on first down, they'll hand off, good for about a gain of 5. We'll see who comes off the bottom of the pile there. Looks like it was Kyle Wright for a gain of 4 or 5.
Kyle Wright through the guard tackle gap on the left-hand side, good for 5 yards, second down and 5.
And so Walton gets the play. They bring it in from the side. First play of the night, surprise, right up the middle. And we'll see what Walton decides to do here on a second and 5. Again, going right to left. They are on their own 25-yard line. Here is Jacob under center. 3 runners in the backfield, 1 wide receiver split out to the left, nobody to the right. 22. And here's the snap. The line is set. They'll look to hand it off, and they do, pushing the pile forward to the right side of the line. Good for maybe 2 yards. Looks like Josh Johnson coming off the bottom of the pile.
Yeah, nice little play right there. The whole Walton line just kept pushing the defensive line backwards and actually got first down yardage on that play. So it'll be first and 10 for the Walton Warriors.
That extra little push moves the chains. So 2 runs, they pick up 5 yards each time, and they move their way out to the 30-yard line. Again, going right to left, here is Jacob under center. 3 runners in the backfield. 10:50 to go, first quarter. We're scoreless between Walton and Unitigo. A handoff on first down. This one is sniffed out by the Walton defense, or by the Unitigo defense, excuse me. Owen Reed, Connor Griffin on the tackle as Kyle Wright maybe picks up a yard.
Yeah, Kyle Wright met the whole defensive line right there after a yard gain, so it'll be a long second and 9.
Walton breaks the huddle here, and again, this is what we expected, a battle in the trenches so far here tonight. 10:20 to go in the first quarter. We're scoreless between Unitigo and Walton. Spartans trying to hold on defense here, a second and 9, and they'll hand it off to the far side for Wright. He bounces to the outside, and he's brought down by the Unitigo defense. Coming up from his safety position for Unitigo, it looked like a nice play there from Derek Rose to bring down Kyle Wright. 3rd and long coming.
Great job by the defensive end on that side. He didn't make the tackle, but he made him the running back turn back inside where he had some help in the Walton, or the Unitigo Spartans finished it off. It's 3rd down and 5.
I shouldn't say 3rd and long. It is a 3rd and 5. So, again, those little extra pushes at the end, getting that extra yard or two. So a 3rd and 5 for Walton at their own 35. Jacob is under center. We'll hand this one off. No, it's a quarterback keeper. A pitch to the outside on the option. And they go to Brooker. He gets the first down. He's up to midfield before he's wrapped up and pushed out of bounds. Alex Brooker, a first down. Move the chains for the Orange Crush.
Nice little play by the Walton Warriors on that option to the left-hand side. And the great timing on the pitch. And big first down yardage and they get the ball on the 50.
9.5 to go in the first quarter. Scoreless between Unitego and Walton. Looks like the Unitego pep band is here tonight, getting into it a little bit. So nice to hear some extra noise on the far side. Very good crowd here tonight in Unitego. First and 10 at midfield for Walton. They'll hand this one off to Josh Johnson. Bulls his way to the left side, good for 5 yards, into Unitego territory at the 45.
Josh Johnson just off the left tackle side and didn't get touched till he got to the second level. 5 yard gain, second down and 5.
9:15 to go in this first quarter, and we are scoreless here between Walton and Unitego. They're into Unitego territory at the 45-yard line. This will be a second and 5. Jacob is under center. One wide receiver split out to the right. Nobody to the left. 3 in the backfield. It could go to any of those 3. That's the thing, you just don't know. They'll hand off again to Johnson. Left side. This time he's met at the line. And Unitego will bring him down right at the line of scrimmage with Jack Andrews.
Yeah, Jack Andrews with a nice, real nice tackle right there. Right at the line of scrimmage, as Nate said. Bring up second down in the long 6 for the Walton Warriors. Or third down in the long 6 for the Walton Warriors.
8.5 to go in the first quarter. 0-0 between Unitego and Walton. Opening drive of the game for Walton. Unitego has not had the ball yet, and so Walton chewing a little clock here, but moving the ball well, all on the ground so far. Here is Jacob under center. Josh Johnson directly behind him. Also in the backfield is Wright and Brooker. They'll hand off to Brooker, and he'll bust one up the middle. Good on 3rd and 5 for a first down. He's across the 40 to about the 37-yard line. And again, move the chains here for the Warriors.
Brooker on the little counter play to the left-hand side. Real nice hole by the offensive lineman. Creates the first down yardage, and Walton Warriors break into the Spartan territory. The ball spotted right at about the 35-yard line.
You know, Unitego's done a good job and held them to a couple of, you know, 3rd and 5, some manageable distances if you're the defense, to try to stuff them, and Walton's found a way every time. Here on a 1st and 10, pitch to the outside. No, quarterback keeper here for Dylan Jacob. He faked that one very nicely, and he's brought down after a gain of 5, but not before he crosses to the 30-yard line.
Fantastic read on by Dylan Jacob on the option to the right-hand side. The quarterback went to the pitch man, or the cornerback went to the pitch man, so Jacob turned it up inside for a good gain on 1st down, bringing up 2nd down and 5.
And that's the thing with Jacob. I mean, he's so athletic. At any time, he could easily just pitch that one, but he could also cut it back. He can run. He's got a great arm. So if you're Unitego, very tough. You have to almost have a spy on him at all times. 7:15 to go, first quarter. They'll hand it off to the far side for Josh Johnson. He's met right at the line. Still picks up a gain of 1. Heck of a collision as Jack Andrews came up to bring him down.
Jack Andrews is really showing a lot of strength at that point, right on the right side of the line, just outside the defensive end. He's coming up and he's making a fantastic, you know, form tackle, everything, just great job, and kept him short of the 1st down, 3rd and 3.
They're at the Unitego 27-yard line, so they're approaching red zone territory with 6:40 to go, first quarter. We're scoreless. 3rd and short. Jacob will hand off to Johnson to the right side, trying to get it. He might be a little short. It's going to be very close. Ball down to about the 25-yard line. Unitego bringing him down with Owen Reed.
If he's short, it's definitely 4-down territory just because of where they are on the field. I would imagine Walton will definitely be going for it here. Oh, we may have a timeout.
And Josh Johnson being helped off the bottom of the pile and over to the Walton sideline here with an injury. And we'll hope that he's okay with 6:22 to go in this first quarter. The senior, the fullback slash running back, I mean, he's a big-time piece here for the Walton Warriors. Good that he, you know, he is walking on it, but definitely limping gingerly here. He's off, so stepping on will be Nick Lamoureux here on a 4th and 1 with 6:15 to go in the first quarter. We'll hope that he's okay. We'll keep you updated on the status of Josh Johnson.
They need about 1 yard to get the first down.
Here is Jacob. The line is set. And Jacob will sprint to the outside. He puts on the jets. He's got that speed. Good for a first down. Looking for more. To the 10, to the 5. Walton touchdown on 4th and 1. And he gets 20. And it's a 6-0 lead here for Walton.
Naked bootleg to the left-hand side by Dylan Jacob. Outran the Unitego defense to the end zone. 6 points.
Dylan Jacob, again, great fake. Sold it to the inside. Got to the outside. And even on this wet field, was able to just make a sharp cut. A sharp cut, get up the sideline, and score here for the Walton Warriors. Nice play with 5:58 to go in the first quarter. It looks like they'll go for 2. So a 20-yard TD run there for Jacob. A 6-0 lead for Walton. Again, 5:58 to go first quarter. Jacob with one wide receiver split out to the left, three in the backfield. And they'll hand one off, trying to get to the line and in. It looked like the handoff there was to Skyler Peschout, and the two-point conversion is good. So Walton, on their opening drive of the game, they chew up some big-time clock. Six-minute drive ends in pay dirt with a Dylan Jacob touchdown. Two-point conversion is good. It's Walton 8, Unitego nothing. We'll be right back on WCDO.
If you're looking for a new career path or to supplement your income, the Sydney McDonald's invites you to stop in for an interview Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. There are a variety of shifts available, and the Sydney McDonald's will work around your kids' school schedules. Apply online. Go to mcstate.com and select the Sydney McDonald's. Remember, open interviews are Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. at the Sydney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
An 8-0 lead for Walton over Unitego. 5:58 to go in the first quarter. We are Nate Lull and Tim Cutting tonight on WCDO. Josh Johnson, who came out of that drive, got his ankle retaped. He's putting some weight on it, walking around on the sideline, and I have a feeling we might see him back in there sooner than later. He looks like he's a gamer.
Yeah, definitely a tough kid.
So Walton will kick off. This one spirals and goes deep. Picked up here by Goo, and he is going to have to field it at the 15. He was down, and that's where Unitego will start this drive going left to right. So that was Torrey Goo receiving that one.
Torrey just put his knee down before he even got the ball, and when the ball got to him, he was down right on that spot. So Unitego will start their first drive of the game at about the 15-yard line.
That was a tough one to handle there. It was a line drive that was kind of taking a weird spiral to it. Good job to just hold on to it at that point. So 5:57 to go first quarter. Unitego with the ball for the first time tonight. They trail 8-0. Walton drove it all the way down the field on about an 80-yard, six-minute drive. Finished off with a 20-yard touchdown run by the quarterback, Dylan Jacob. Here is Noah Hatala, and he will hand off on a first and 10 to Connor Griffin. He bounces right up the middle. Good for about 9 yards. Here for Connor Griffin, and boy, last week, Tim, he was great against BG.
Yeah, he certainly was. I mean, I'll tell you, I don't remember the games that we saw him previously to be that prolific of a runner, but he did a fantastic job against the Bobcats.
3 touchdowns last Friday night down in Bainbridge as Unitego came away with a 30-28 victory over BG. 5.5 to go, first quarter, 8-0 lead for Walton over Unitego. This will be about a 2nd and 3 here for the Spartans, as they have the ball just about on the 20-yard line. Here is Hatala, the senior quarterback, under center. He'll pitch to Caden Cloud. To the left side, tries to cut back, dives forward, and you think he's going to be a little short of the first down, maybe picks up a yard to 2 on the play.
Yeah, Cloud off the left side of the offensive lineman around the end, gets about 1 or 2. We'll bring up a 3rd and long 1.
So a 3rd and short here for Unitego. Again, they go left to right. Ball is at the 25-yard line as they push up against this Walton defense with 4:45 to go first quarter. Walton leads Unitego 8-0 under the lights tonight here at Unitego. Hatala, the quarterback, is in the shotgun. Chance of defense from the Walton crowd. They'll hand it off. Here's Unitego busting it up the left side. I think that's going to be very close to a first down. We'll see who the ball carrier was. And on the carry was Jack Andrews.
Jack Andrews with a good first down achieving carry on that play right there. Didn't get much more than that, but got the first down. So Unitego gets a first down on their first possession.
Might have been Derek Rose with a lead block there from Andrews. Hard to see on that far side, but they will say it was enough for a first down. So 4:18 to go in the first quarter. 8-0 lead for Walton over Unitego. Spartans with their first chance. On offense tonight, they'll break the huddle. Coach McCroney saying when we talked to him this week, his team has to execute on offense, has to be able to pick up first downs when they're in situations like this, and they need long drives to pay off. Here's Hatala in the shotgun. And they'll hand off again to Connor Griffin. No, it's going to be a quarterback keeper to Hatala. Straight up the gut, he's going to get up to about the 30-yard line, gain of 3 on first down.
Hutala with a nice little ball fake and then kept the ball, almost like a quarterback draw kind of play, right off the right guard, and got three on the play. We'll bring up second down and seven.
Kudos to Walton because everybody kind of went for Connor Griffin, and as soon as they realized Totala was on the keeper, they still collapsed pretty quickly on him. 3:35 to go, first quarter. Unitego with the ball. They trail Walton 8-0. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you tonight on WCDO. And here is about a second and eight, second and seven maybe. They'll hand off up the middle again for Derek Rose. A little 180 spin across the 30 up to about the 32-yard line. Going to bring up a third and five for Unitego.
Rose with the little spin picks up 2 yards, and as Nate said, we'll bring up third down and five for the Spartans.
And I'm sure this is one of those situations that Coach McCroney's talking about right here. They need to pick up these 5 yards.
Well, we were talking about it early in the game before we came on air and early previous to the broadcast about how he was going to watch the field judge about the time and using up the clock.
It's been a quick-moving first quarter. Only 2:50 left in this first quarter. Walton 8, Unitego nothing. They'll hand off to Connor Griffin. Moving his legs, but he's brought down right at the line of scrimmage. Great play there by Jordan Blinko to bring him down.
Yeah, Blinko would not let Griffin go, and he did not get anywhere on that play. I don't think he even moved, so line of scrimmage is still the same, fourth and five.
So this will be a fourth down here for Unitego with 2:20 to go in the first quarter. 8-0 lead for Walton over Unitego. And they're at about the 30-yard line, at their own 30, might punt this one away, although it looks like they're going to go for it here with
we have a timeout.
2:07 to go now. Coach McCroney wanting to call a timeout. We're going to step away for 30 seconds. 2:06 to go in the first quarter. It's Walton 8, Unitego nothing. We'll be right back on WCDO.
With cooler weather on the way, now's the time to think about getting your furnace and air ducts cleaned for this year's heating season. Kirk Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney can install, service, and repair furnaces, hot water heaters, and boilers. Kirk also offers air duct cleaning, plumbing, electrical work, and carpentry. From decks, porches, and siding installation to minor home repairs and even complete remodeling of your home or business. Professional quality work at reasonable prices. Call 349-0833. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back out of the timeout with 2 minutes to go. First quarter, Unitego will punt this one away. Good one by Hotala here. Brooker's going to let it bounce. Takes a Unitego roll down to about the 34-yard line. And that's where the special teams unit from Unitego will down the ball. So 8-0 lead for Walton over Unitego, and Walton will get the ball back. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you tonight on CDO, and now it's up to the Spartans' defense, Tim.
Yeah, it certainly is, and I'll tell you, that was a really nice punt because he punted away from the receiver and put it over on the sideline, so there wasn't any room for a return. So nice job by the punter, and the defense has really got to step up here and stop them on the second possession for the Walton Warriors.
1:50 to go in the first quarter. 8-0 lead for Walton over Unitego. Again, both these teams coming in with a record of 3-2, 1-1 in the division. So this is a really big game here tonight in terms of the standings and each team's playoff chances. They'll hand off, and right at the line, Jill and Jacob will hand the ball off and brought down with Skylar Peshout by the Unitego line.
Peshout gains about 2 yards on the play. We'll bring up a second down and eight for the Walton Warriors.
So Nick Lamoureux is still on, Josh Johnson is still on the sideline. He got that ankle taped up. Mm-hmm. So now I think we're going to see some different pieces go in here for Walton in the backfield. So we'll be hearing some new names, and it looks like Peshout's going to be one of the featured backs. So this is going to be about a second and nine. And they'll hand one off again up the middle. Nowhere to go. The Unitego defense collapsing in there. Third and long coming up. Breaking through, it looked like it was Brandon Sacco with the tackle.
Yeah, real nice job on number 74. He just got rid of his blocker and just grabbed right hold of the running back. No gain, or actually a loss of a yard on the play. We'll bring up third down and nine.
Yeah, that was John Jordan who got through there. And we said his name a lot last week as he was a real big line stuffer, run stuffer right at the line of scrimmage. There's going to be a third and about nine to go. Dylan Jacob with 40 seconds to go first quarter. Wants to run to the outside, and he is brought down. Big-time play there by Unitego on defense. Austin Gilbertson somehow gets his hand on Dylan Jacob and ropes him down.
Austin Gilbertson just grabbed the backside of his Jacobs' jersey and just would not let go, and it will be fourth down and 10 for the Walton Warriors, just at about the 34-yard line.
20 seconds to go in the first quarter. Here's an update, folks. Sydney leading Helderberg Valley 14-0 in the first quarter tonight. So we'll keep you updated on that Sydney game. They lead 14-0 in the early going. We'll get an update from Deposit Hancock and BG as soon as we can. And it looks like they will not get it off. Oh, they'll say yes, just in time. Walton will punt this one away as time expires in the first quarter. Unitego is going to let it go. Walton will down it at the Unitego 35-yard line. That's the end of the first quarter with the score 8-0. Walton on top of Unitego. Spartans win the ball with the ball when we come back on WCDO.
Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneana continues to meet your insurance needs in a personal and comfortable setting. Hi, I'm Dawn Durr of Neighbors Insurance. We provide you with coverage for your vehicle, for your home, and for your business. We have group health insurance, too. We use a variety of companies to get you the best coverage for your insurance dollar. See us in Sydney on Route 7 or in our office on Main Street on the east end of Oneana. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center for wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service? Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back, folks. Another score update for Sydney. Again, they're playing a Section 2 team, Helderberg Valley, tonight. They lead 20-0 with 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. So, again, Sydney, a 20-0 lead in their game over Helderberg Valley. 4 minutes to go in the first quarter there. Started the second quarter here at Unitego. Unitego with the ball now going right to left as we start this second quarter. And they'll run one up the middle here with Connor Griffin. Good for 5, maybe 6 yards on first down. Again, our score is Walton 8 and Unitego nothing.
Connor Griffin with a 6-yard carry on first down. Gives them a short four yards for the first down with second down.
Quick moving first quarter, and it always is that way with
as
two teams.
As we expected.
Yeah, two teams that love to run the ball. Everybody will be out of here early tonight if this pace continues. Unitego on a second and 5. Again, going right to left to start the second quarter. Hotala in the shotgun. He'll hand one off. No, it's going to be a keeper to the outside for Hotala on his horse to the 50 before he's pushed out of bounds. Move the sticks there for Unitego. Hotala sold that one pretty nicely.
Nice little play by Hotala, like Nate said. Just held on to the ball to the last minute, pulled it. Went around the right end and got the first down yardage. They're not quite at the 50-yard line. They're at their own 49.
I'm told that the field that Sydney is playing on tonight, a grass field, lots of puddles out there, so we'll hope everybody stays healthy on both sides up there tonight. Again, Sydney is at Helderberg Valley, which is at the Burn Knox Westerloo School District, about an hour and 20 minutes from our area here. Unitego at midfield. At the 50-yard line with 11:15 to go in the second quarter, an 8-0 lead for Walton over Unitego in this key division matchup. Hotala is sacked. Looked like he went to hand it off. Nobody was there. Maybe a little miscommunication, and the Walton D-line eats him up right there.
Yeah, real nice play by the offensive lineman of Walton on that play. Tackled for a loss. We'll bring up second down and 12.
So this is a situation, I think if you're Unitego tonight, you can't afford too many of these because it's too hard to get big chunks of yardage against this Walton defense, especially on the interior running game.
And we talked about how they wanted to, you know, run the clock, run the clock, run the clock. It's okay if you do that, but you better put some points on the board, because if you don't, you're giving the ball back to them and they're going to do the same thing to you.
They'll hand off. No, it's a throw over the middle. Going to be very close to a first down. They faked the handoff to Connor Griffin, and then Hotala hit Jacob Marshall. And they'll say it's good for a first down into Walton territory at the 40. You know, he makes one or two catches a game,
yep,
and it always seems to be a big one.
Yep. Jacob Marshall from his tight end spot, play action pass by Hotala, right on the money, good for first down yardage. And the ball was spotted on the 39 of the Walton Warriors.
6'4", 264-pound Jacob Marshall, a big-time target there for Unitego. 10:15 to go, second quarter. Walton 8, Unitego nothing, but the Spartans are on the march. They're at the Walton 40-yard line. Hotala on a first and 10 will hand off to Derrick Rose. Cuts back to the inside. Cody Ray is there on the tackle for Walton. Maybe a gain of one.
Cody Ray was a real nice defensive play right there. Got rid of his blocker real quick and found the mosh pit of people from Unitego and tackled the runner. Good job.
Clock continues to move. 9:45 to go second quarter. You want to stay tuned for our halftime show as well, brought to you by Mirabito Energy Products. Call them today. It's getting to be chilly, folks. 563 Heat. That's 563 Heat. Sydney leading their game 20-0. They're at Helderberg Valley tonight. And it's Walton 8, Unitego nothing here tonight at the U. Here's Hotala in the shotgun. He's at the Walton 40, excuse me. Hands to Connor Griffin on a second and long. He's dropped again by Cody Ray, as well as Jordan Blinko on the tackle for the Warriors.
Real nice play right there. I actually thought Hotel was going to pull the ball at the last minute and go around the right end, but he gave it to the running back, and the Walton Warriors were not fooled.
Third and long, I would say, Tim, about a third and 11, third and 12 coming up here.
Quite a big one.
And we'll see if maybe the Spartans go to the air again. Hotala looks over to the sideline, getting things set. Griffin is the only runner in the backfield with 8:50 to go, second quarter. Walton 8, Unitego nothing. Hotala will hand one to Connor Griffin. No, it's a keeper to the outside again. This time Walton isn't fooled, and they rope him out of bounds. Nice play on that far side. Looked like it was Skylar Peschout on the tackle. Fourth down coming, and it's going to be about a fourth and 7.
Nice job by the outside linebacker on the left-hand side for the Walton Warriors right there. Did not let the Hotala get outside him and made the tackle, and it brings up fourth down and a long 8.
So they are in four-down territory, I would say. They're across midfield. They're sitting at the Walton 36, so they'll go for it on about a 4th and 7, 4th and 8, 8:35 to go, second quarter, 8-0 lead for Walton over Unitego. Hotala is in the under center. They're in the I formation now. They'll fake the handoff. They want to throw. Hotala rolls to his right, throws into the night sky. He's got a receiver, and it is incomplete to Caden Clow.
Wow.
He was right down at the goal line and just couldn't haul it in.
Yeah, and the Walton defender lost the ball. And he just put his hands up, and I thought that was going to be completed, but good effort, but incomplete pass.
Good coverage by Brooker, but like you said, Tim, he just lost it up in the lights, and Clow, you know, was looking over his right shoulder, just couldn't quite haul it in. Turnover on down, so Walton leads 8-0, 8.5 to go in the second quarter. Walton will now go left to right. They'll pick it up at their own 30-yard line, and it's time for the Unitego defense to try to step up again here and defend their home field.
Yeah, they got to get the ball back here and hope that Walton doesn't score on this drive, because they probably will take the whole half, the whole remaining time off the clock in this quarter.
Here is Dylan Jacob under center, and looks like Unitego may be lined up offsides here on first and 10.
Yep, they did, so that'll give Walton first and 5.
So 8-0 lead here for the Warriors. Orange crush in town tonight against the Spartans. That moves the ball up to the 40-yard line, so this will be a first and 5. Let's see, you know, Walton lined up with a little different look here, and looks like they're going to do the same thing. Two wide receivers split to the right.
Yep.
Two runners in the backfield. Featured back right now is Skylar Peschout, as Josh Johnson still on the sideline with that taped-up ankle. And the ball loose on first and 5 here. Dylan Jacob is able to fall on it, though, so no harm done there.
Nice job by the quarterback to make sure he secured that fumble, because they had just got 5 yards given to them, so it's second down and 5 now.
8:10 to go, second quarter. Second and 5. Dylan Jacob runs over the sideline real quick and dries his hands off. And that's the other thing. I mean, this field is soggy tonight.
Mm-hmm.
The ball could get a little slick at times. And with
sure.
the dew coming in,
yeah.
just all things you're going to have to contend with. Two wide receivers to the right. Peschout is in the backfield once again here on a second and 5. Unitego will hand it off to Peschout. He's brought down, breaking through once again here for Unitego was John Jordan, 6'4", 278, and he brought all of it across the line that time.
Big number 74 with a fantastic play. Keeps the runner to a gain of about 1. Will bring up third down and a long, long 4.
Walton's on their own 40, third and 4, maybe third and 5 here.
Yeah.
So Unitego again trying to put their stamp down on defense. 7:20 to go, second quarter. An 8-0 lead for Walton over Unitego. I think this is another big-time drive here. If Walton can put some points on, that's a real nice cushion. If Unitego can stop them, they keep in this game.
He's open.
Walton wants to throw. They got a wide open receiver, and Jacob just overthrows Kyle Wright, who got behind the defensive back there, and it was just a couple of yards in front of him, and he couldn't catch there in time.
Real nice pattern by Kyle Wright, real little up and out, and right down the sideline, just the ball was just thrown a little bit too far.
7:05 to go in the second quarter. This brings up fourth and about five to go. Walton leading Unitego 8-0. Last check we had on the Sydney score, if you're curious, 20-0 at the end of the first quarter. Sydney leading Helderberg Valley. That's up in section
Anything
two.
Anything from BG?
Haven't heard from BG yet, but I should be getting an update any time now, so I'll check in on BG and DH. Walton is going to punt this one away. High into the night sky. A nice punt here. It will take a Walton Warriors bounce down to the 25-yard line, and that is where Unitego will take over after the punt. So.
Real nice punt. No return on that play. Again, punted over to the sideline where the coverage team could get over there and down it at the 25-yard line of the...
6:55 to go. Second quarter, 8-0 lead here for Walton. Unitego holds on defense again, and they'll get another chance on offense. They've moved the ball well at times, but other times Walton has put them in some tough situations on some third and longs.
Yeah, they definitely have been fighting the sticks, that's for sure.
So Unitego going right to left will pick it up at their own 25-yard line. Here is Hotala under center. Rose is in the backfield. They're lined up in the eye, which we have not seen much from them this year. Hotala drops back to Bass, wants to throw. This one is deflected right into the hands of Jacob Marshall, but he couldn't quite hold on, and an incomplete pass. It was tipped by the safety, and then right into the hands of Marshall, but he couldn't hold on.
It looked like it was going to be a possible pick six going the other way right there, but the ball was deflected, and then I thought the Unitego Spartan caught the ball, but they said no, incomplete pass.
Well, it looked like Jacob Marshall had it for a split second, and he jumbled it out of his hands and went down to the turf. Everyone went crazy thinking it was a fumble.
Yeah.
I guess he didn't hold on to it long enough to be a complete pass. So 6:50 to go, second quarter. Walton leads Unitego 8-0. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. This will be a second and 10. They'll run to the outside and maybe good for a gain of one on the play. Nate Stanton with the tackle. And off the bottom of the pile is Connor Griffin for Unitego.
Connor Griffin just off the right tackle gap and tackle guard gap and got 2 yards on the play. We'll bring up third down and 8.
Clock moving down to 6:25 to go. Second quarter, 8-0 lead for the Warriors here on the road tonight at Unitego. Both teams 3-2 overall, both 1-1 in the division, and they are in the hunt for that second place spot, which would get them into the final four of the playoffs in a couple of weeks. Johnson's still getting his ankle taped here on the Walton sideline as they want to try to get him back in. Hotala on a third down will throw to the outside, complete to Caden Cloud. Did he get in? Yes, he did. He is at the 38-yard line, and that is going to be enough for a first down, I believe, here for Unitego. Move the chains.
Real nice pattern by Cloud and a better catch on the sideline. Good for first down yardage. Moves the sticks, and Unitego will be first and 10 at about their 39.
Boy, big-time catch there. Looked like it was a tight window, and they really needed that to keep that drive alive. Good coverage, though, by Walt.
Right on him, yep.
6 minutes to go, second quarter, still an 8-0 lead. Our Sydney update, still 20-0, and we should have a BG and DH update for you as well. 27-0 now, Sydney on top of Helderberg Valley. First and 10 for Unitego, a run up the gut. Tripped up right at the line, I believe tripped over his own man. Clow had nowhere to go. So again, 27-0, Sydney ahead in their game tonight.
Yeah, the running back for Unitego tripped over his lineman and got back to the line of scrimmage, so it'll be second down and 10.
So I think they're trying to get Clow a little more involved here, one of their best athletes on this team, just a real workhorse. And it just shows how tough this Walton line is, because when you look at the Unitego running backs, I mean, they're all big, beefy guys, hard to bring down. So this has been a battle in the trenches tonight. Here's Derrick Rose, cuts it back to the 40, up to the 45, spin move out to the 48 before he's brought down. And this will be a third and short coming up at midfield for Unitego with 5:10 to go before the half.
Quick pitch to Rose right up through the middle, and a nice cut in at the second level, got him almost to the sticks. It'll bring up third down and 1.
So a third and short on a nice run there by Rose. And Unitego now still in their own territory, but they're at the 40, about the 47-yard line, and third and one with 4:45 to go, second quarter. Walton 8, Unitego nothing. It's been an entertaining back-and-forth game so far. Walton scoring on the first drive of the night on a 20-yard quarterback keeper from Dylan Jacob. Third and one, they go to Connor Griffin. He rumbles and stumbles up the middle across midfield. Good for the first down into Walton territory. Brought down at the 47 there by Lamoureux.
Straight ahead by Griffin and right through the center and guard gap. Good for first down yardage and carries the ball into Walton Warrior territory. Ball spotted at about the 48.
Josh Johnson on the sideline testing out that new tape job. He looks like he's walking a little bit better, but still a little slow there. 4:15 to go in the second quarter. We'll see if Johnson maybe after the half could get back in or if they're just going to play it safe with him here tonight. Hotala under center on a first and 10 for Unitego right at midfield. Hotala will go to Derek Rose. Cuts back to the right side. He's got a little room. Back to the 40. Rose rumbling across to the 35-yard line. And good for another first down here. Derek Rose getting it done, the smallest of the running backs, was just zipping between the tackles.
I was just going to say, he's so hard to find. You know, you just say, toss the ball to him. He gets behind that big offensive line, and then he just does his little cuts in the hole. Great job. First down run.
5'10", listed at 133 pounds.
Soaking wet.
So, you know, that's usually inflated a little, but if the inflated number is 133, wow. So he's doing a great job here tonight. 3:40 to go before the half. Walton leading 8-0. Here's Hotala on a first and 10. Unitego is at the 38-yard line of Walton. Again, pitch back here to Rose. Runs to the outside, up to the 35, to the 34. Going to be a second and about five, maybe four to go, and Rose is on a hot streak right now.
Yeah, same play for Rose right there, and all he's doing, folks, is he's running over to the right side, and then he just makes a cut and comes back left once the flow's all going that other way. He just does like a little counter step, comes back the other way, and is picking up good yardage on first down. We'll bring up second down and three.
Unitego's got to start to watch the clock a little bit here as we hit 3 minutes to go, second quarter. They're at the Walton 30-yard line. 8-0 lead for Walton over Unitego. Halftime coming up in 3 minutes. Here's Hotala on a pitch to Caden Clout. Cuts back, pushes the pile forward. Walton does a good job to collapse down on him there. Maybe a gain of one or two on the play. Looked like the tackle there was made by Garrett Foster, as well as I think that was Brooker that came up to help out.
Yeah, Walton brought some pressure on that play from the outside and made a really good call on it because it was right where they were. Unitego was trying to run the play. They did get 1 yard. It'll bring up third and two.
Jordan Blinko was in on that tackle as well. 2:20 to go, second quarter. Walton leads 8-0. This is going to be a third and about three, maybe 2 yards to go. Hotala's in the shotgun. Snap is low. He's going to hold on to it. Runs to the outside. Good for a first down. He's at the 20 to the 15. Tries to get out of bounds, and it looks like he did to stop the clock with 2:08 to go. Looked like that play was going to be a disaster. Instead, it's a first down.
I thought Griffin got tackled for a loss, and he just pulled the ball at the last minute. Great read by Hotala. Runs around the right end. Nobody there. Gets the first down yardage, and the ball is spotted down about the 15-yard line.
Boy, that snap was low, and he just had to hold on to it at the last second.
And they actually ran into each other.
Yeah.
Yep.
Minute 50 to go, second quarter. 8-0 lead for the Warriors over the Spartans here tonight at UCS. Hotala on a first and 10. They're at the Walton 15. Hotala's going to throw one to the right side, looking for Clow, and it was overthrown out of bounds with 1:42 to go.
Yeah, Hotala didn't really set his feet on that throw. He kind of just, like, flung it out to the right side and made it a little errant, and that's why the receiver couldn't catch it.
Clow was looking over his shoulder, really wasn't in a great spot to try to catch that. Now Dylan Jacob coming in on defense as, boy, he's an athletic guy to have back there. You know, in your secondary, though he played a lot last week, having the tall task of guarding Sydney's Liam Matthews. So Dylan Jacob in, I'm sure, trying to be careful against that pass that Unitego has shown. This is going to be a second and 10. Hotala's going to hand off. No, he's going to hold it. Walton this time tries to get him in the backfield. He escapes, puts on the brakes, now has nowhere to go, pushing the pile forward, maybe got back to the line of scrimmage. With 1:28 to go in the second quarter, clock is still moving. Third down coming up. Again, Unitego's deep in Walton territory. They're looking to come away with some points.
Yeah, they definitely need to come out of this drive with points on the board here. And I'll tell you what, Hotala did a really nice job. I thought he was tackled for a sack. I was thought he was going to be sacked, and he did not deny himself. He just kept running, And then Walton rallied to the ball really well over on the left-hand side and tackled him shy of the 14.
A minute to go. Clock is still moving. A third and about nine to go for Unitego. They're right in the middle of the field in between the hashes. And Hotel is going to roll out, wants to throw. He's got a receiver, throws, and this one is knocked away at the last second by Dylan Jacob. Intended receiver across the middle. There was Jacob Marshall. Fourth down coming.
Pass was behind the intended receiver, and Dylan Jacob made a very nice play to deflect that ball to the ground incomplete.
I thought for a split second, I mean, I knew that they were looking for Marshall, but they also had Jack Andrews open for, you know, maybe like a three-yard dump. Thought maybe he was going to go there and play it safe, but went for the home run ball.
And then also I thought maybe that Hotel would tell him to turn and block because he had nobody over there either.
Very
so I
true.
Thought maybe he could have kept the ball and run around the end.
46 seconds to go, second quarter. Walton leading 8-0. Four wide here for Unitego. Two to the left, two to the right on fourth down. They're going for it with 46 seconds left. Here comes the blitz from Walton. Hotel escapes. Can he get to the outside? He does. He gets a block. Can he get the first down? He does. Flag on the play. He didn't get in. He's out at about the 1 yard line with 38 seconds to go. And let's see what the call is here.
Yeah, that was that took a long time for that flag to hit the ground. I think that came from way, way in the back. And I think we're going to have a legal block against Unitego. It's going to send him back.
38 seconds to go. Kudos to Hotel for getting free there and keeping that play alive. Somehow we got the first down, but I agree, Tim. I think it's coming back.
Yeah, they actually just did, you know, they spread everybody out. Like you said, Nate, there was four wide, two on each side, and Hotel kind of just ran a delayed draw and just ran right by the Unitego Walton left side of the line.
So this is going to back them up quite a long ways here. This is going to be fourth, and as Tim says, a country mile, I think. I mean, this is going to back them all the way up to about the 30-yard line here.
Well, I think they've already marked it off. So
oh, yes, okay, there
foul.
It is. Yep.
So it's a stop foul, so
okay.
That's why it's fourth and 14.
So the ball moves back out to about the 20-yard line on fourth down, 38 seconds to go before the halftime break. It's 8-0. Walton on top of Unitego. Spartans are deep in Warriors territory. Last Sydney update we had is now 34-0 with 10 minutes to go in the second quarter. So Sydney,
and we're 38 seconds away.
Yeah. So that's a typical long Sydney game as they love to throw the ball. 34-0. Wow. Sydney putting up a ton of points again here tonight. 30 seconds to go. Clock is running. Fourth down. Unitego is going to let this clock go as long as they can. Here's the snap. Hotala drops back, steps up, throws, takes a hit, tosses it into the night sky, intercepted by Dylan Jacob. He's got some room, but he's tripped up. Nice job from behind there from Derek Rose to trip him up. But a good interception there by Dylan Jacob to keep Walton in the lead, 8-0 here with 12 seconds to go.
Fantastic play by Jacob to go get that ball. And then I'll tell you, Derek Rose just made a possible touchdown-saving tackle up the right sideline right here. I think Jacob would have gone a long ways if he hadn't made that shoestring tackle.
That was the thing. He was looking for some space, and he had it. And Rose just came up from behind and tripped him up. So 12 seconds to go before the halftime break. Walton 8, Unitego nothing. Far from over. It should be a great second half. Unitego showing they can move the ball, but they just haven't been able to capitalize. I'm sure the coaching staff would have loved to have gotten some points there, but they just come up empty. A late penalty there certainly hurt. Here is Jacob. They're going to hand one off here to the outside. Kyle Wright is brought down. That should do it for the first half. Walton leads 8-0. It's our Marabito Energy Products halftime report coming up. Tim and I will be back with that. An entertaining first half here at Unitego. Anybody's ball game still. Halftime score, Walton 8, Unitego nothing.